Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Welcome, everyone, to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Fair, and I'll be spinning some of the best music of the 1980s this evening. No specific theme tonight, but I do have the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week to begin the show. On this day, 45 years ago, this musician was the first entertainer to be inducted into Madison Square Garden's Hall of Fame. Name the artist. Stick around to the end of the show for the answer. If you know the answer, please don't call into the station, as this is a pre-recorded show and no one is there to take your call. However, feel free to text the answer to the station at 781-350-3264 and I will reply. I also post the SquidPod 80s trivia question on Twitter at SquidPod Radio, so feel free to reply to the tweet. And I can also be reached by email at squidpodradio@gmail.com if you have any questions and or comments about the show. We'll start tonight's show back in 1988 with Transvision Vamp, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Like I'm next.
exchanging glances, look into my eyes, as strangers often do. If you look hard enough, you can see right through.
My main concern. See my colors. too feeble to let go. And you want to bite the hand. Should have stopped this long ago. Slither away with your skin and your tail, your flickering tongue and your rattling scale, like a real reptile. Had you coiled around? How could you ever know how I loved your diamond eyes? But that was long ago. No, now you've been set free. Another month or so you'll be poisoning me. Lovely smile. I see you slither away with your skin and your tail. Your flickering tongue.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We started the show with Transvision Vamp. They weren't that popular here in the States, but they were successful in the UK and Australia. We heard their biggest hit, Baby I Don't Care, from their 1988 release, Velveteen. Some local synth pop from Adventure Set followed. We listened to Blue Is for Boys from their four-song EP from 1985. Moving over to Sweden for something from Johan Lindell's 1985 album, Ghost Rider, we heard the track On the Roof. The Church gave us Reptile from 1988's Starfish, and nothing like finishing a set with some chocolate milk. You're listening to Sweet Heat from their 1982 release, Friction. Still plenty to get to here on Songs from the Squid Pod. We'll be right back.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you. garden shelves. Irrational accusations as I turn my head. Your threats and trials, my common smiles, revolts you in your torturous insecurities.
Colors that leave my eyes. Second.
Well, that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I'm Savoir Faire, your host for this evening. Be sure to tune in next Saturday night at 8 p.m. for another look back at the 80s music scene. Before I go, I've got the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question, which is, on this day, 45 years ago, this musician was the first entertainer to be inducted into Madison Square Garden's Hall of Fame. Name the artist. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Elton John. If you like 80s trivia, you should be following me on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio, where I post the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, as well as links to the playlist and archive after the show. A quick chat about what you heard in the second half of the show. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark kicked things off with Promise from their 1980 release Organization. Berlin followed with Pleasure Victim from 1982. Gary Newman gave us M.E. from the Pleasure Principle from 1979. Missing Persons was in there with Walking in L.A. from their 1982 debut Spring Session M. Long before Ricky Gervais was a comedian, he was one half of Siona Dancing. We listened to Bitter Heart from 1983. The Rescue finished the set with Tell Me Now from their 1984 12-inch Messages. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll leave you with the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question. Ciao.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask. Win. Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces. Made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
So won't you hurry?
See about me.
See about you.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.